Fishing Derby date announced, March 15. Council approved a bylaw to enter into an agreement with Right Track Racking, the organization putting on the Elliott Lake Fishing Derby 2025. Blaise Kourouch was in Elliott Lake 2 weeks ago, presenting on behalf of the organization. That story here. Monday evening, EC. Dev. Manager, Steve Antunes, said, "It seems like much longer than that, because speaking with him today, it's amazing how much work that he and his team have done to this point. Tickets are $100, and as it stands now, same as usual, half the pot goes to the winner," Antunes said. According to information shared at the meeting, the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, outlines an agreement to use Spine Beach and the Spine Beach parking lot. This location is preferred, providing additional safety for fishers as they move from their vehicles and onto the fishing area. Horn Lake is a backup area, if required. Mild winter weather caused the cancellation of the 2024 Derby. The Derby was a well-attended event in 2023. That story here. Council's vote approving the MOU for the Saturday, March 15 event, carried unanimously. 255 HWY 108. This is really good news. Council received news that property at the location of the former Pearson Civic Center is proceeding toward development, as planned. Steve Antunes informed the council that a six-month due diligence condition was waived by the purchaser. This memo was written after a very exciting day last week, Antunes remarked as he described the news. Staff are very excited to share with council that on Tuesday, January 21, we received through our legal team, the official waiver of that condition. Stacked is moving ahead. We will see the development, as it stands now, based on the site plan that was shown to council late last year. Previous story here. Deputy Mayor Charles Flintoff commented, "I just want to say, great job, Mr. Antunes, and this is really good news." And Flintoff's appreciation was echoed by Counts. Helen Lefebvre and Mayor Wannan. Oakland Boulevard, buyback deduction waived for not-for-profit. The city has repurchased lands sold in August 2023 to the Elliott Lake Emergency Food Bank. Council waived the 20% repurchase deduction, due to the nonprofit status. The food bank is covering all the legal fees to complete the sale, Antunes reported. The property on Oakland Boulevard is expected to sell again quickly. Commenting about the number of investors reaching out to Elliott Lake recently, Antunes said, "I'm very confident that this lot will once again disappear quickly and get sold to someone else." The food bank decided to purchase an existing structure, which will get them up and running much more quickly, Antunes said. Because of anticipated interest in the property, staff is considering a bidding process for the property concluding in mid to late March. Flowers ordered for hanging baskets and other displays. The Director of Culture and Recreation, Carolyn Klug, informed the council that a request for proposals, RFP, for the city's hanging flower baskets and bedding flowers resulted in one submission. The bid of $30,263 plus HST is for similar flowers as last year. The vendor has been requested to provide the design for the hanging baskets to change up the design that we've seen in the past few years to help with the 70th celebration. The color theme this year is blue and white, Klug explained. Decorative beds at Symbol Park, Highway 108 and Hillside Drive South, will have an opportunity for sponsorship and advertising. Kind of how you see on the Gardiner Expressway when you're driving into Toronto. You'll see those green gardens with the white logos on it, Klug said. Councillor Rick Bull said, "I think that's a pretty reasonable price. At Symbol Park, that will be a good idea to have permanent flowers there every year and then interchange the symbol, as determined by the group advertising. As for the hanging baskets, I know quite well what a trial they are to get ready and take apart and plant. I think that's a good price. So, thank you," Bull said. The purchase was approved unanimously. SAO recruitment. a recommendation to contract a search for a permanent, full-time SAO was approved at a cost of $39,300 plus applicable taxes. On Monday evening, City Clerk Natalie Bray read the interim CAO's memo in his absence. The item had been deferred from January 13th. The promptly executed deferral was without opportunity for counselors' questions. The reason we deferred this the last time was there was an opportunity to engage, possibly engage, one of the candidates from the last round of the SAO recruitment. But as it stands, we're here now to follow up, and it looks like we're now faced with deciding to go forward with this recruitment firm, Mayor Andrew Wannan said. Councillors Flintoff and Lefebvre spoke in favor of the motion, which passed unanimously. Other stories from the business of the January 27th council meeting. A small step toward some reconciliation, Deputy Mayor Flintoff. Final transit study has good recommendations, accepted by council. Elliott Lake Fire Chief John Thomas honored with prestigious award.